Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. We are so thrilled you're here today. We are counting down to Christmas Eve, and man, we're excited. We're gathering on Christmas Eve at 3, 5, and 11 p.m. 3 and 5 are candlelight services, and then the 11 p.m. is candlelight and communion. And so if you live in the Sugar Hill area, I want to invite you to join us in person. We're not going to be streaming these, but we would love to see you in person. Swing by the website, christmasinsugarhill.com, to find out all the details. Well, one of the things that I want to talk about today is this idea that worry can actually wreck our Christmas. One of the things that made me think about this was being around my brother-in-law, sister-in-law, and their little son, my nephew. Now, he's almost 2 years old, and they're first-time parents. And if you've ever talked to a first-time parent, you know that the transition can be tough for anyone. There's the late-night feedings, there's the dirty diapers that need to be changed, there's those fussy meltdown moments that make even the most prepared parent on the planet feel like they're walking around in a daze. It's a difficult transition. Well, put yourself in the place of Mary, the mother of Jesus. Even though she'd never been physically intimate with a man, this angel shows up and says to her, "You're going to be the mother of the Son of God." Think about that. That's a weighty statement. That's pretty amazing to say that you're going to be the mother of the Son of God, and yet at the same time, it's stressful. In fact, the Bible says that she responded to this news like any one of us would. She worried. It says in Luke 1:29, confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. She was worried. This Christmas, maybe you find yourself with a similar sentiment. You don't know what 2021 has in store for you. Maybe God's leading you to something new. Maybe there's a job that's coming to an end. Maybe there's a relationship that appears to be over. Maybe there's a chapter. There's just some transition coming up, and you don't know what to do with that, and so you're worrying. Here's what I want to remind you of today. Worry is at its core a control issue. It is like you're trying to control the uncontrollable. We can't control the economy, and so what do? We worry about the economy. We can't control our kids, so what do? We worry about our kids. We can't control the future, so what do? We worry about the future. We can't control the pandemic, so what do? We worry about it. But here's this reminder today. Worry has never solved anything. It's like we're stewing without doing. It accomplishes nothing. So the question today then is, what do with that worry? Well, here's what Mary does with that worry. She changes her perspective and she leans on the promises of God. What do when you have worry in your life? You change your perspective and you lean on the promises of God. Listen to this paraphrase of Luke 1:48. Mary said, "God took one look at me and look what happened. I'm the most fortunate woman on earth. What God has done for me will never be forgotten." In fact, I would encourage you, check out Luke chapter 1 for her entire prayer, but in this prayer, she quotes scripture from the Old Testament. It reminds us that she was a woman of the word, and so instead of focusing on her situation, she focuses on the promises of God. Yes, all of us face impossible things. All of us face things that seem so huge, but the Bible declares over and over and over again in the pages that God has your back. God promises to help us as we get healthy, as we become parents, as we eliminate debt, and on and on and on. But unless we know those promises and unless we claim those promises, we'll end up worrying needlessly about the future. So the question today is, are you ready to say no to worry so it doesn't wreck your Christmas? If so, are you ready to trust God to say, "God, whatever you have in front of me in 2021, I know is okay because you've promised to never leave me, to never forsake me. God, would you help me to walk with you?" Well, I hope today's podcast is helpful and encouraging to you. We'd love to see you back here tomorrow for Wednesday's edition of the podcast. But until then, if there's anything we can join you in praying for, drop us a note at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.